Hello, and welcome back to the Dadpreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Zach Brinkman. We're having another fabulous day out here today in California. I'm up here in Northern California. It's a beautiful place to live, especially in this time of year. It's July right now, and getting a little hot during the day, but man, the nights are absolutely gorgeous. So I want to talk a little bit about persistence, guys. And just staying on top of what you really want and your goals in life and planting the seeds and nurturing them, right? And going after being an entrepreneur and building your business, but still, once again, never forgetting about your family, because they're the ones that are going to support you through everything you do, and you need to be there to support them through everything they do. But you can't do that unless you have it going on for yourself. So you need to fix whatever it is that's holding you back, or whatever it is you think's holding you back. You might not need to fix anything. I know I do. I'm on this journey in trying to create and become a better man every day, you know, and a better dadpreneur every single day, guys. But you know, continuing persistence and just continuing to strive for what's really what matters to you every day. You know, going after those dreams is what we have to do. And sometimes, guys, you're not going to get the results you want, and you're gonna have experiments, and they're not going to go the way that you thought they would go. And you know, that's the time. That's the most important time to really kick it into that next gear. Take it as a learning experience, right? Really be solution-based, not problem-based, right? Don't focus on those things that went wrong. Focus on those few things you learned, right? Whatever it may be. Me being a general contractor, I deal with different types of folks all the time. Right. And they come at me from every single different angle, and really getting in touch with them and bringing their vision to reality is really what we want to do every day in life. Right. And that's what makes me successful, is being able to get through to my clients and creating a whole new project, bringing their dream to reality, right? So, but it's not going to work unless you are consistently getting better and doing things the right way and not the easy way, right? And we all start out and we get excited about these dreams that we want to do and these projects and everything in life, right? You start. How many of you guys out there and gals really have been to that point? You got really, really excited about something and then got into it, came to the first roadblock, and all the excitement went out the window. It happens to me all the time, right? And I'm trying to work on that in such a deep way. And really getting that personal growth is what's getting me past it, and reading more books and knowing that everybody, all of us fail at some points in our life, right? When I was riding motorcycles and racing, the saying was, you know, if you're not crashing, you're not going fast enough, right? So what that made me feel is, you know, if I'm not crashing, if I'm not failing, I'm not trying hard enough, right? Because I'm staying in my comfort zone. And we got to get out of that comfort zone. And when you get out of that comfort zone, you have a bigger chance of failure rate, right? A bigger failure rate. But at the same time, you really get to start learning what's going on. So what really helps me is just continuing to fuel that fire, all right? If we're out on the car, right? We run out of gas. Guess what? We find a gas station. We put more fuel in our car, right? in our car or in our truck. We got to do that with our dreams too. Keep on stoking that fire, because if you don't stoke that fire, it will burn out. And we can't have it burn out, right? We don't want that. I want to succeed. I know you guys do as well, right? But practicing patience and knowing that nothing comes overnight, and really going after what we want. That's how this podcast came to light. That's why I'm here talking to you guys, just to maybe share my story and help one person out there. If I help one person out there today, I win. I win, guys. So you hang on with me and we'll start winning. I enjoy my life, and I need this passion, right, in my life, and I have created this passion, and now I need to stoke my fire to keep it burning, right? So I hope you guys all feel the same way, right? Because when we my wife, she's absolutely amazing, right? She's following her passion. She's a gardener, right? She our whole yard is just absolutely gorgeous with all of these different blooming plants. And every morning she's out there for a good 45 minutes to an hour and a half watering every single one of these little plants, right? And nurturing them and watching them grow and bud and create fruit. And this is her passion, and she just, the glow that comes off her face when she's doing what she loves, it's absolutely magical. And this is what she wants to do. And it took her a long time to figure out what really drove her. But being a gardener drives her. And yeah, she works as well. She has a 40-hour a week work. Or work week. Sorry, guys. But yeah, but what did she do? She followed her dream, right? And placed a job that kind of went with her gardening. So she works at a gardening store, and she's helping other people garden. And so all the things she does on a daily basis are kind of surrounded by her goals and what she wants and her passion. Right. And when you start doing that and you start being able to tap dance to work, right, it doesn't pay the greatest. She didn't do it for the money. She didn't do it for the money. She did it because she wanted to live a full life. Right. The money will come later on down the road. Right. But for now, she's really going after her goals and her passion. And I commend her so much for doing that. You know, my passion is to help this world and help us as men and women just become better people and better entrepreneurs and better mothers and fathers. And there became the Dadpreneur podcast, right? Because I'm a father first and an entrepreneur second. And inside of all that created this passion and this fire that I really, really wanted to share with the world and get you guys all on the same track and the same pace and follow me on my journey, like I was saying before, you know. So, but, you know, a few tricks of really creating momentum, you know. We all have our hiccups. We all have our roadblocks. Those are the days that we really, really have to focus. When you're just on fire, everything seems to come easy, right? So why is that, right? Because you're so passionate about it and you want this so bad. But if you're like me, you have little roadblocks, and I'm not too techie savvy, if you want to say something to that nature, right? But so I run into roadblocks downloading and uploading, and you know, this part to me is the easy part, but getting behind the scenes, that's where I run into problems, and that's where I have my roadblocks. And those are the times that I really, really need to just put it into high gear and go after it, right? And not giving up just because you don't see progress, because it's going to take a while for whatever you want to do. My wife, planting her seeds out here. I mean, she grows everything from seed, guys, right? She starts out with tweezers and her little cubes and her little spray bottle, and she waters. But you don't see progress for weeks, months, right? Sometimes, depending on what kind of plant she's growing, sometimes years, right? She's out there watering the dirt. I'm like, what are you doing, babe? There's nothing growing here. She's like, just wait. Just you wait. There will be something there at some point. And then, you know, before you know it, all of a sudden the ground starts moving a little bit. Greenery starts coming up. Beautiful flowers and gorgeous sunflowers. She's got a sunflower out here, a mammoth sunflower. This thing is 12 and a half feet tall and it hasn't even started flowering yet, right? It's huge, but it started from a little itty bitty seed, right? A quarter the size of a dime, right? I mean, it's a little guy, so probably actually more like a 32nd of a dime, you know? But when you don't see progress, and when I don't see progress, and I believe when the world doesn't see progress, we think we're on the wrong track and we think we're failing, right? So keep on going, right? Always, always be solution-based, not problem-based, right? And because if you look at everything as a problem, you're only going to have more problems, right? Try to look at it as everything as there's a possible solution, right? And I'll leave you with this one. Guys, be grateful and show gratitude. Show gratitude to your wives, your girlfriends, your children. Show gratitude to your employees or your employers, right? Be grateful. And just live this life full of gratitude, and it will flourish for you. I promise it'll flourish, right? So I'm Zach Brinkman. This was the Dadpreneur Podcast. I appreciate everybody listening, and I'll talk to you all soon. But for now, keep smiling and stay positive. All right, guys, have a great day.